our objective. Our objective is to attain the hereafter. And with this objective, we need to make far. There's only one thing that takes us far from the hereafter, and that is our enemy, Shaytan. For this objective to not be met, Shaytan will make us forget this objective, and he makes us busy, occupied in the enjoyments of the world. And suddenly when death confronts that person, then Shaytan is happy on seeing that this individual, all his life long, he obeyed me. And his conclusion will be the one I wanted. And then he claps and he disappears. The friends of Allah, pious elders, pious people, when you have their company, then you attain a quality when you sit in the gatherings, listen to their words. Then they remind that individual of his objective. That objective that Shaytan has put a veil in front of and hidden. And the friends of Allah remind you that your objective is the akhirah. Objective of life is to attain the success in the hereafter. Then they remind that individual, obviously, when that person remembers that, then he starts to travel towards his objective. For this reason, the gatherings of the Ahlullah, their words, they're very valuable. Whatever type of person it is, sinful, etc., he's off the track. He's very fortunate, extremely fortunate, that he has attained the company of a friend of Allah if he starts to sit with a wali Allah. Because one day, eventually after listening, sitting, eventually the color starts to rub off. The good qualities start to rub off. And then until he departs from the world, the color of Allah's deen rubs off to that person. So what a person needs to do is, whatever condition he's in, whatever sins are surrounding him, attached to him, he should not leave that company. Rather, he should seek that company. Consider that he's sinful, he's lowly, he's off track, and he wants to keep on listening to the words of that wali Allah, the friend of Allah, keep on going to the company. Allah has put so much effect into that action that Allah Ta'ala takes him to his destination. Hazrat Nur al-Murqada, rahmatullah alayhi, my shaykh, I remember a great piece of advice that he gave to me that I remember now and I'd like to present to you. Hazrat Sahib gave this advice, the meaning of which is this: that love is such a thing that due to love, an individual gets to his destination. Love, a person should definitely love. Allah Ta'ala has instilled love in the heart. And the objective of having love in the heart, remember, if whatever there are two things. One is something that's permissible, one is not permissible, like anger. Allah has put that inside a person. If you utilize it correctly, then with that anger you will get benefit. If you use it incorrectly, then you will get loss with that anger. Allah Ta'ala has put qualities into a person. It depends how and when and for what reason you utilize them. So if Allah Ta'ala has instilled love in the heart of a person, now this love quality, if we use it in the wrong way, we love some other girl, or have love with this person or with this boy, etc. This is love. Is this to have love? And the stories of the world, you hear these big films and casts, etc. All the whole film industry is based on this love. Or if you love things in the world, you love different items or articles. There's the passion is there, but it's incorrect utilization. But the correct utilization, the right and proper way is what? Is to have love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Allah Ta'ala has kept this jazba, this passion. That love, where do we utilize our love and implement our love? the quality Allah has given to us for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. That Allah and His Rasul, so if you have love for them, then the love should increase. And Hazrat Sahib said that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have love for them and to obey them, and when this increases, whatever, as the love is nurtured and it progresses and increases for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for Allah, then he starts to get the deeds that reflect his love, amal. When an individual increases his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the first amal that comes out is the dhikr of Allah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the proof that if you say you love someone, then a person obviously remembers that person, isn't it? Yeah, you speak about that person all the time and you keep on mentioning that person and you keep on thinking about that person because you have love. So if you have love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's love increases. The sign is that the servant does a lot of Allah's dhikr then. Where does he demonstrate his love? Allah has made a means that immediately he starts to do dhikr. Remember Allah, dhikr is a sign of Allah's love, that the love of Allah is increasing within this person. So, to utilize love in the permissible ways, to love Allah, to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when you increase your love for Allah, strengthen your love for Allah, then the sign of that is that individual starts to love and increases his love for dhikr of Allah. He does more dhikr. The more dhikr he does, consider that the love for Allah is increased with this person. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when an individual increases love for Rasulullah, the master of the two worlds sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when love for him increases, and the differentiation between fake and genuine love you can realize, isn't it? Everyone says, oh, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love him. But what is the physical proof of this? The person who is in heart has the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and proper love, fair enough, he's got love, but if he really genuinely loves Rasulullah, then what thing will emanate just like through the love of Allah, dhikr of Allah emanates? The same way, due to the love of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his love, then what physical action will prove that? That you will have do his ittiba. You will follow him, imitate him. Yes, subhanallah. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ittiba. You will follow him, obey him. The more you see a person is following and obeying, this is that the sunnah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he's increasing his understanding and practice, then consider that the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is inside this person's heart. He's acquired it. Allah's love is proved by dhikrullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love is proved by ittiba, following, obeying. And when you love both, then dhikr comes, subhanAllah, and ittiba'i Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also emanates. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience to the Prophet, following his sunnah, comes into the life. And if you reverse that, yes, then a person, and also alongside that, in parallel, you will dislike sins. The sign of Allah's love, the sign of Allah's love is that you love to do dhikr and you'll dislike sins. Yes. For example, when you love somebody, that what if that person dislikes, you also will dislike, definitely. So if Allah's love increases, dhikr will come into your life, and if dhikr comes, alhamdulillah, you'll start to dislike the sins. These are the signs. If Allah Ta'ala's love has come, then how can a person sin? How? Sin and love of Allah, these are an ittiba of Rasulullah, cannot be there together. They cannot run in parallel. Sinning and love of Allah and obedience to the Prophet. In the same way, Rasulullah sallam, when a person loves him, increases his love for him, and follows him, increases his following and obedience to him, his ittaba increases, and you have the passion for that, and you yearn for that, and you start to physically obey him and follow him, then these two things, both of these things, is based on love. Love. So Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have their love. If a person attains their love, he becomes successful. So people are enjoying life in the world, but Allah Ta'ala has now told the means to His love, to acquire these two conditions. And what is that means? very simple solution that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has prescribed to us to acquire love for Allah and His Rasul. So let me repeat again. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled love in our hearts. The condition of love. And you can utilize this in two ways, permissible and non-permissible. Non-permissible is what? I love this person, that person loves me, etc. You love cars, things, material things is not permissible. Permissible love is what? Love for Allah, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this permissible love comes into your heart for Allah and His Rasulullah, what will be the result? When you love Allah, when that starts and increases, then you will attain the dhikr of Allah. And the person who does a lot of dhikr, then consider that person, understand he's what love of Allah. And if you increase your love for Rasulullah, then your practice and following and obedience to Rasulullah will increase. That means that you've loved the Prophet. You've got love for him. And when both of these love conditions come into a person, the sign of both is that he starts to dislike the sins, hate the sins, dislike the worldly material things. So due to the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'll start to dislike the material and temporary and worldly things and sins, and good deeds will be in his practice, and he'll get the tawfiq, the ability to practice amalus salihat, good deeds, righteous deeds. So now how do we acquire this love that we need? Where should we get love? Where do we attain the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love, Allah's love? There's a certain way and method that's being prescribed. And the prescription, the way, the method is what? Allahu Akbar. That already if somebody already loves Allah and His Rasul, then you should love that person. You should sit next to that person. Subhanallah. The more you sit with a person who's already a lover of Allah and His Rasul, the more you sit with him, acquire sohbat, his company, alhamdulillah, the reflection of that person will come into you. Allah's love, Allah's Rasul's love, both of these things will come into you. Reflect. So the method to acquire love for Allah's in Rasul is that you should start to sit with such an individual or have a connection with such an individual who already has love for Allah and His Rasul. Look, in the world, all the people you'll see, for example, you have many examples, that where did that love of the deen come? For example, they seek a wali Allah, a friend of Allah, a lover of Allah, in whose heart is the flame burning for Allah and His Rasul. When they go closer to that flame, then the feeling, that heat also comes to them, it radiates. For example, if you sit next to a fire, yes, then you start to feel warm, because the warmth radiates to you. Yes, the warmth and the heat radiates to you. So if the heat comes to you, for example, you sit in front of a heater, radiator. So if in a person's heart he has got love for Allah and His Rasul, will that warmth and that radiation not come to you? Subhanallah. This is the heat from a heater, a radiator that heats you. But those people in whose hearts is they are burning with the love of Allah and His Rasul, and you sit with them with the desire to have the same thing, inshallah, your heart will start to, not flicker, but burn with that love. So that's it. That is the way to prepare for the hereafter. Simple methodology, we've forgotten how to prepare for the akhirah. Shaitan and nafs, our desires, have made us forget. We keep forgetting and stumbling and falling. We've forgotten this preparation. This is the tariqah that I've just explained to you. Seek, look out for the friend of Allah, sit in his company and attain the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
السلام والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. لا محمد ولا آله محمد. الله يبارك فيك. يا أيها القيوم يا مديك اللهم أني أسلوك بين نشد ونمت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك أبنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم نسلك الأخلاق في المعبودة في دين الدنيا اللهم حسن عاقبتنا في أمور كلها وجنبنا Namah Goswami Pada. Allahumma inna nasluka min khairi masalaka minna wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'uzbika min shalli mastaza minna wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tamustana alayka wa la'u wa la'u wa اللهم افتح مصانع كل ذكرك وذكر طاعتك وطاعت رسولك وامر بكتابك يا كريم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم صل قلبي خشيتك وذكرك همتها وفيما تحب وترضى يا كريم اللهم هدى والتقى والعفا والقنانه اللهم قل لله الحمد لله وقل لله الحمد لله وقل لله لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له اللهم وعدني بالهدى ولكن بالتقوى والقدر واللي في الاخر تي والاولى يا كريم اللهم نعوذ جاد البلايا ترك الشكايا سوء تستا شمات الاعداء يا الله الرحيم يا الله الرحيم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين افضل صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.